U.S. companies are still hiring, but they're adding new jobs at a slower pace than many had hoped. Carrie Leahy at Decision Economics says the job market is the weakest it's been in 12 months.
Momentum has really slipped. 4 months ago, the average job gain over 3 months is 200,000 workers per month. It's fallen to 150.
The good news is that unemployment is now at pre-recession levels. The bad news, more Americans have given up looking for work. Robert Bixby at the Concord Coalition says that's especially true for those who have been unemployed 6 months or longer.
And one of the most troubling aspects is not just the number of unemployed, but the number of people that are finding it very difficult to get back into the workforce.
It's a structural problem that has led to the lowest job participation rate in 35 years. Economic analysts say automatic spending cuts and higher taxes enacted earlier this year have aggravated the problem. Joseph Gagnon at the Peterson Institute says the so-called sequester has been a drag on U.S. growth.
That has held us back. So that has meant, instead of a great year, we're just having a sort of so-so year, not very good year, but not bad, just sort of mediocre.
That mediocre job growth could force the U.S. Federal Reserve to rethink how fast it scales back policies that have kept long-term interest rates at record lows. Economist Carrie Leahy says the job numbers may be reason enough to delay plans to taper off bond purchases worth $85 billion a month.
Even though the Fed may still surprise us and decide to begin tapering this month, this is basically a major reason not to do that.
Not everyone is concerned. A recent survey of new business owners shows confidence at its highest level in more than a year. Dane Spangler is director of research for the Kaufman LegalZoom Confidence Index. He spoke to VOA via Skype.
So one, people are starting businesses. Two, among the people who are starting businesses, they're highly confident about, one, their own business's prospects, and two, about the wider direction of the economy.
Bright spots include the manufacturing sector, which added 14,000 jobs after 5 months of decline. The average number of hours worked per week also ticked higher in August, a sign that companies need more labor. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.